July 12th, Monday. How must you enjoy problems, conflicts, crises, and hardships? Most people probably don't enjoy problems or crises. However, if problems that are difficult to solve arise, or when they come to critical junctures in life, people will think much more carefully than usual. However, during those moments, people can confirm that life and death and the good and bad are in God's hands. He wants them to engrave His word in their hearts and enjoy the throne of His kingdom through prayer. By seeing God's plan, there's no reason to worry or fall into grief. Joseph's Business Missions, Genesis 45, verse 5. And now do not be distressed or angry with yourselves because you sold me here, for God sent me before you to preserve life. There are organizations that influence the entire world through various sectors such as culture, arts, finance, jewelry, and the munitions industry. With the background of the forces of darkness, they are advancing and expanding day by day. How must God's children live in this age? Number one, your today that is within God's plan. Joseph's master, who didn't know God, saw that everything prospered because the Lord was with Joseph. He left all his possessions in Joseph's hands, and from then on, God blessed the owner's house through Joseph. When you remember God who is with you and confess your faith today, God's plan will be carried out. Number two, power that transcends time and space. Those who have a background don't easily fall into discouragement or waver because they have a background that they can rely on. Although Pharaoh, who observed Joseph, didn't believe in God, he proclaimed that Joseph was a man in whom was the Spirit of God. God, who can do everything, works beyond time and space and guides His children. By enjoying God's presence in your life, you'll be connected with His kingdom, and you'll live by influencing others around you through the gospel. Moreover, you'll transform the age and the world through your studies and work. Dear God, help me to enjoy your presence in all my works and circumstances. Guide me to live today by experiencing your works that transcend time and space. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.